Father God, we're so thankful that you're supernatural. We're thankful that you're not as normal as we think of this world. And Father, we know that normal is not following you. And many people that's normally in normalness are not pleasing you this day. And Father, help us to open our eyes to see we might glimpse the things that you wish for us to be partakers of your divine nature. That we seek for thy goodness. We seek for thy precious love. We are thankful for the things that you give us. We're concerned, but yet we realize that what you have for us is very special. And help us to walk above reproach. Help us to walk in the commitment of your Spirit. And Father, we just pray for a mighty blessing on the internet today. This, all you out there tonight, I pray that God will bless you and open your windows of heaven to be able to see the things that our Heavenly Father has for you, because he wishes for us to be his family. And in the family, the Father knows each child. And we just pray out there today that you might know him to a better and a closer and a very special walk in his presence. In his presence is fullness of joy, in his right hand, pleasures evermore. And Father God, we realize that many people have not learned that sin separates us from your love. Even though we've once known you and you felt your Father's love, that as we graduate and do our things, which many people have, they've graduated basically into sin from without sin. And this thing is what we call backsliding. And you have no remedy to help us. You have no way to basically touch us. And many times as people have done this in loose living, they have felt the powers of the enemy, so when they slack off, the enemy slacks off with them, and they feel that everything's okay. When everything is not okay, they're on the wrong direction. And their heart is blinded, their eyes are blinded. Father, I pray that you'd open their eyes to see the glimpse of heaven. Without holiness, no man shall see or please God. And where your Spirit is, there is liberty. I pray for a mighty blessing upon your people this day, and we praise you for your love. We praise you for your goodness. We pray for that outline that you viewed in heaven this day to give us a very vivid thought from heaven. And you're here to put your love upon us this very second. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, but this very second. Our Heavenly Father wants to touch each one of you by Jesus Christ, the one that has paid in full, that you might receive that gladness of salvation, that you might be freed from the things of this world, the cares of this world that set us apart, that we might be set apart for the Master's use. For everything in this world, there's costs. We can indulge in sin, but yet there's a price to pay. We know if we get involved in alcohol, what happens? Pretty soon we're out of control. We know what it is to steal, that there comes a day of a recompense, that we find that those people do that, find themselves up into a guarded position. And many of our prisons are full of people that's done evilness. And Father, we pray for your people this day that they will be found faithful. They will not allow this to come against them and cripple them in such a way that they will no longer be a child of God. Father, I pray for your influence upon your beloved this day, and I've given them that influence of your Spirit. We pray for this influence of the Word of God. And Father, I pray this day that you'll speak the hearts of your people as only you can. And we thank you once again in the name of Jesus, because you're so special, you're so holy, and we thank you for thy goodness. We thank you what you're doing here. We thank you that this Word is going out. And Father, we thank you that you're not slack concerning your promises, as some men count slackness, but you're long-suffering, thus we're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Where your Spirit is, there is liberty. And Father, we claim that liberty right now. We pray for your angels to guard around all those out there perceiving them this day. And I pray for the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit to come upon them in a very special way. And I pray right now where this is originating from, we pray that you'll put a guard around us. We pray that you would touch us with your mighty Spirit. And Father, I pray that you would come down even a greater way than we've ever felt. And we pray that you'd bind all hindering forces, all hindrances from the spirit world, and set us free this day that we might worship you and have you speak to our hearts in a very wonderful way. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. The Word of God is so special. The Word of God is a transcript, basically, of God speaking to His beloved, and God anoints His Word is because His Word will set us free. And His Word is just, it's a part that's already been in force. But God has to connect us to that force by His Spirit. And that's the part that's probably left out in most, many people. They don't know, understand it takes the Spirit. The Bible says in that way, we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You leave the Spirit out, we are working in your own mind. And the mind cannot cope with spiritual things. The mind is made to direct your body, but it comes spiritual. God wants to do that directing Himself, and we're His children. Sheep hear His voice, and they come up with His call, but a stranger they do not know. And I'd like to read a few scriptures today that I know that the Lord laid on my heart. Apparently, at the end of these scriptures, I pray that God will speak to us in a very special way. It says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they, I feel the presence of God, that believe on him should receive, this is them, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. That's the key scripture. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said of the truth, this is a prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? See, they could not understand that. Hath not the scripture said that Christ coming from the seed of David, out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was? This is the key. This is the key of all scriptures. So there was a division among the people because of him. When I read this today, God says it's still there. Divisions. He says, you see what he sees? Every place of worship, there's differences. There's different beliefs. There's different understandings. There's differences. And there's only one way to get us out of the differences is to allow the Spirit of God to be the factor, the leadership in our own kind way of our own minds. We're going to have difference of thoughts. I see it. That's why I argue with nobody, because I can understand in my own natural, there's differences. I've been raised different. You out there, everyone's been raised different. We've had different families. We've had different things that we've thought about. We even view the scripture sometimes in our own thinking different. And maybe a few years from now, you'll even view that same scripture differently if you'll say in the truth. But the Spirit of God becomes the common denominator in all these areas. With Him, you'll know all things in the Lord. Without Him, you'll know nothing. Everything that you get is from yourself. And it says, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. That's Jesus speaking. He said, it's needful if they tarry in Jerusalem so they should be endued with power from on high. Something that we overlook, us Protestants overlook, and Catholics too, we overlook this power. And he said unto him, it's not of you to know the time or the season which the Father hath put in this his own power, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and upon both Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Without this wonderful power, we're helpless. I'm a mechanic, and it's just like putting something together that I know it won't work because it's putting together wrong. We put it together wrong, and we're trying to have it work. And we pray great prayers of faith, yet our prayers don't get any higher than up over our where we're calling from. Bible says in James, we pray in a mist because we're not doing it right. We need the power of the Spirit of God to lead us, to bring us into His glory. Without it, we're going to be as it was in Romans, the first chapter, but the 18th verse, but the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. And then the 21st verse, because that when they knew God, they glorified, they knew Him, they glorified Him not as God, neither was thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. You have to let the Spirit of God come into your heart. But the Spirit of God is the force within you that should be leading you, guiding you, and directing you through the Word. If that's not there, you're going to have limitations in reaching out and receiving what God has for each one of us, and it's available only is in God's way. We can't do it in our, we can't say, well, I'm going to do it this way. No, you're God's family. So God doesn't want you to do it your way. He wants to be, yes, he might be one-sided, but his side is better. His side is best. His side without error. Why would God want to give you over to something that has errors, that has needs correction, that you have all the input of the evilness upon you? Why would we want any? Why would we want a God to have it any other way? God wants us to grow and take on his nature and change the glory of the incorruptible God into the image and liken the corruptible men and to birds. This is what happens. These were people who once knew God. This is those, and God turned them out, who changed the truth of God into a lie, who changed and worship and serve the creature. And if you're not where you should be spiritually out there, whoever you are worshiping the creature, because he's in your avenue, and you need to be set free. I was telling here today, we need to walk our walk every day of our life. We need to take study of ourselves daily. See how we're doing, and God will show you. If you ask him, he will call me, and I will answer thee, and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. But it goes on down that in that same chapter that many things, wrong spirits coming to people. You can start well, but unless you have the Spirit of God, you're not going to end well. I'm not sitting here as a judgmental person, but I know what's in the Word. If the Word says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And we're the more than conquerors through him which loved us. God's not slack concerning his promises. If some of them sat long suffering, thus were not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. The little book of Jude talks about, in the first part of this book, that there was, but these, it says, these speak evil of those things which know, and what they know naturally as brutes, beasts, and these corrupt themselves. Who under themselves they have gone the way of Cain and ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for a reward and perished in an ungain of Coar. These are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit wither, whose trees wither. When a tree withers, it's dead. It has no fruit. Without fruit, that's next. Twice dead, plucked up by the root. Now, I've been working with a machine that rips ground. And soil has to be in such a condition that trees will live. If you don't get trees in this country, unless it's ripped, the trees will never grow. They'll starve out. You'll just get water about 6 inches deep, and that's all. And the trees will die out. So you got to go down there and cut down maybe 6 or 7 feet deep and get that water. We'll get down there where the tree has a time to start getting roots down there below when it has a chance. That's where we are to God. Well, we need that right in the very inception of our birth. We need the power of the Holy Ghost at that moment. We don't have to go down the road 20 years or 20 days. We need that power right now because we're facing an angry powers of darkness that comes because he knows his days are very short. We know that he knows that it's very short, and he's trying to do everything he can to every child of God to come against them. He comes against you in all areas, but he comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But God, he has given you more abundant life through Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and life. No one comes unto the Father but by him. And there's many people that quit because they're tired of fighting with the evil ones. They just stop. Then they think everything's right because that's where these false teachings become. He lets them believe that in their mind that everything's right when it's against the will of God. They're going, and the Bible talks to them blinded. The Ephesians says the blindness has come in, and they lose sight. They don't know where they're at. And that's what happens without the Spirit of God. We lose sight. It's like the gifts of the Spirit.
No one wants to talk about the gifts of the Spirit because it's part of God. People are afraid of that because they know they have to clean up. They have to live a holy life. And that God says is demanding that you live a holy life. God demands you that you have the gifts of the Spirit. God demands that you live above reproach. God demands that you be a child of God. God doesn't want you to have friendship with the world. And the friendship of the world is we take it when we don't. We think in our own heart we're against our neighbor. No, we're not against him. We love him. But we are against what the powers are bringing down. That power is the problem. It's what gives the churches. Churches have fights. I see them. And they have despairs. They have problems because of one person believes that they should worship. Another thinks they shouldn't. And pretty soon they come to the happy medium of compromise that neither side and where nothing's happening. Well, God doesn't. God has it all one way, sir, madam, whoever you are. It's God's way. He says, come out from among them and be separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you, and I'll be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh, perfecting holiness and the fear of God. If it's like every natural man the same, God would never put this in the word, because this has happened to the believers. Come out from among them, be separate. And Revelation says, come out from among them, be separate, and he will receive you. That's the hang up in most churches around this nation. I see it. They have rules, regulation, and they have committees. They have, I don't know much about it, but I know what the Lord tells me about it. It's not very good because it's compromised. It's compromised, and it's bringing, the Bible said in the last days, perilous times shall come. The Bible says, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many that enter that because straight is the gate. And narrow is the lane that few lead to eternal life, and few there be that find it. And I hear it all over. All America is all for God. No, it's not. I have news for you. It's not for God. God says it's not. God says he's looking for a peculiar people, a holy people, a people that love. Yes, God's not upset at people as who people are. What he's against is what they're serving. The servant is a lie. The servant is from the pits of hell. The servant, yes, we love mankind. We don't want to see any soul. That's what I'm saying when I hear today. God wants you to be saved. God wants you to come out of despair. God wants you to have the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. He wants us not to be foolish no longer. We might be wise. We might be above reproach. That we might walk in his leadership. It says how that they told you should be mockers in the last times who should walk after their own ungodly lust. We're seeing that. It's no other time now. It's high time to wake out of sleep. For now out is our salvation. Near and believe the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off all the works of darkness. And let us put on the whole armor of life. There's a time God said, come out. Church, arise. Knowing the time, he's coming soon. I was hearing the news channel today, and I've never seen the weather like it is now. I have never seen rain through Arizona and New Mexico like it is now. All my life, I've never seen it. It's dry, and it's torrents away. There's a highway flooding through the highway, and many places like people are in without homes this day in America, and yet they're saying, everybody's cool. No, God's coming through the clouds of glory. He's saying, wake up. You ought to see these things coming back. Look up, your redemption. Draw it nigh. It's not all cool. Everything is chaos. It's the enemy is at the helm. He's taken many, many, many deceivers. The Bible says, be not deceived at that day. And many have the deception. They have known God. And Galatians said, why have you've what started in the Spirit? Why now are you not in the Spirit? And that's what's happened to many people. You started well in the Spirit of God. The Apostle Paul said, why, Galatians, why you started well? Why are not you in the Spirit? It duplicates today because many have started well, many have received Jesus as their personal Savior, but left the helm, and they took the easy way, and the easy way will take you down to a place that you want to no longer live there, and you'll find yourself without hope, without remedy. God is the answer. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by Him. He is the way. He is gladly. He is our servant. He love is, I can't even speak, the Spirit of God is here to set you free. He's here to make you holy. He's helped, you will walk in His holiness. He says, but be building up yourself in the whole most holy faith. Pray it in the Holy Ghost. This is why it's happening. I venture to say there's very few people on a daily basis that prays in the Spirit at all. And we're washed up. We're washed up because this is where the power comes. Pastors, Don't pray in the Spirit. They don't want people to pray in the Spirit. I've seen it. No, don't. You're not to pray in the Spirit. That's only when God comes upon you. Fooey! God says pray in the Spirit always. Pray in the Spirit always. Pray without ceasing. Give God thanks. The Bible says we know not to pray for as we ought. Therefore the Spirit maketh intercession with groaning, which can be uttered. He that searches his heart, nor the mind of the Spirit, maketh intercession according to the will of God. Then the next scripture, all things work together for them that love God, who are called His purpose. The only way it works out, if you pray in the Spirit. If you pray in the Spirit, yes, all things then will work out. And I hear people say, oh, everything will work out. No, it won't. You've got to do part of it. And the clincher is you got to pray in the Spirit. I know it's hard to pray in the Spirit. You got to force yourself to pray in the Spirit because it's easy. Somehow there's work when you pray in the Spirit. You don't do anything, but there's something. There's work, and God made it that way that you have to put effort in it. And God wants you to put effort in the mankind because there's people going to a devil's hell, and the only antidote there's going to be is pray in the Spirit. It's the power. It's the power of building up yourself in the most holy faith. Pray in the Spirit. It's the thing that gets people out of hospital. It's the thing that sets people free. It's the process that will make you happy, the joy of the Lord. And you can do all these things. You can start slipping backwards, and there's only one thing that gets you out of slipping backwards is praying the Holy Ghost. There's nothing else that I know of. You can call upon God. He'll say, hey, I've told you to pray in the Spirit. Now you sit there, you cry, and pretty soon you're falling down. He said, God's not even hearing my cry. Just he wants you to take advantage of what he gave you. Build it up for yourself in the most holy faith. Pray him in the Holy Ghost. He says, for those, you know, if we're not, we're to separate ourselves from those. The Bible tells me. Separate ourselves. That's God. You know, God's, you know, people say, that's too hard. Well, I can't help it, but that's the way God is. You pastors out there, whoever you are, you misquote the Word of God. You say what you think it means, what the Spirit of God is, what it really means. And the Word is true. Building up yourself in the most holy faith, keeping yourself in love, looking unto the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ and the eternal life and of such. And others saved with fear, put on themselves out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. This is what happens unless we pray. Our garments get tainted because we're fall down. We're down that old slick path. And the only thing that's going to get you out of that slick path is praying. It's like getting off the road. If you ever got off the road and get stuck on slippery old grass, and you really weren't stuck, but you couldn't go uphill because, and that's what you are. You're without the Spirit of God, and there's only one thing. It's the only tow truck that you got is pray in the Spirit. The Spirit will set you free. The Spirit of God will make you holy. And the end of now to him was able to keep you falling, present you falling for the present with exceeding joy. And the Holy Ghost will keep you there. Now unto him was able. Now unto him that's able to keep you from falling, present you falling for his presence with exceeding joy. Just as he said, as you pray, you'll get out of that slick mess. You'll get out of that thing. And be watchful where you go from next to hell on. You don't want to get stuck again. People that drive off mountain roads, they learn after a while to watch those curves of the mountain. They learn that there's slick spots. They learn that ice gets on the road. And that's the way it is. There's many pitfalls the devil has there to make you have a collision to get off the ditch. You're off the ditch right now, and God has an enemy to get out of that ditch, and that's by praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. If you don't know how to pray, then get someone there that does know how to pray. And if they don't know how to pray, pray until they get an answer. Pray in the Spirit. You just pray, 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 pray. And God, you can pray yourself through. But people don't take the time. They don't determine to pray without ceasing. They don't take that value, what it is. And the enemy comes to cloud them and says, oh, you don't need to do that. It's foolishness. But I'll guarantee you what he has for you is really foolishness. God has offered you eternal life. God has offered you the kingdom of heaven. God has offered you prosperity while you're here. God has offered you that you won't have to go through some of the things that I go through this very moment because God has put the calling on your life and you won't have to go through the things that I'm going through personally. I have to live it every day because God wouldn't be fair to God that God shut any corners for me. God gives me a hard road. But I'm trying to do it without. But God says, well done, my Savior. We need to pray that we might walk worthy unto the Lord, unto all pleasing. You know, many people have, well, you know, the Bible does say after you serve, he will not have to go back through these things. But there is a renewing. And that renewing comes every day as we take on more of God. We take on the principles of God. We take on his nature. His nature is joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, patience. And get some. There's nothing bad after you have the things of God. God will give you strength. He will give you the impossible. He will give you more than conquerors through Him which loved us. But we need the power of the Spirit of God. And anybody that comes your way and says, you know, we'll just come to our church and we'll just have a little prayer meeting once in a while and we'll just pray. And when nothing happens, you can guarantee you what the church is, where your prayer meeting is where the church is. And I know what I'm talking about because I've been, and the church is a mess. The church is not ready for Jesus. God put me in prison for what I'm saying, but it's the truth. The truth shall set you free. We're more than conquerors through Him which loved us. I'm persuaded neither life nor death nor angels nor principalities nor things to come, neither height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God in our heart. Nothing should be able to separate us. God's given us a power. Now unto Him is able to exceedingly abundantly all that we can ask or think according to the power that works within you. The power of God now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly all that we can ask or think according to the power that works within you. God gives us power and through the verbalness of words. When we pray for as we ought, the Spirit comes and does a power that I can't explain. It gives you knowledge that I can't explain. It gives you a first-hand recipient of the Spirit of God. That when you pray in the Spirit, it is the closest you'll ever get to God until you get to God. So that's why you need that up-to-date experience every day of your life. You'll start growing. Things will not be sad all along. You'll not be a sad sack, but you'll be a glad person. You'll be a happy person. And it's mandatory for this to take place. It's mandatory that you pray through. It's mandatory that you go someplace where they're doing it. Without it, you're gonna fall. You're just gonna be a normal Christian. Everything seems to be okay because I don't know. I don't get my prayers answered, but everything is hunky-dory. It's all done in the mind. But I feel that you're not gonna make it. I think God's a little bit greater, and He tells me that. Maybe I'm the only one He's telling us to. Because I'd be frightened up there, some of you that think you don't have to do nothing. I'd be frightened thinking that you could do just like you wish. I'd really be frightened. Because God is real. Last month, I think I faced death two or three times. Maybe more than that, four or five times. God wants us to be able to face it. Face reality. He's coming. He's coming back with His love. We should have a generation of love that generates us to do a supernatural work with a natural cause within us. We're natural without the supernaturalness of God within us. He takes a nothing as a natural person and makes you a supernatural powerhouse with His blessings upon you. And it's available. It's what He wishes for all. God bless you. God bless you in a mighty way. I pray that God will open the windows of heaven this day, provide your needs, make a way for you, heal you, set you free. But most of all, set no limits. Take those limits off of your lifestyle and come out from among them. Be separate and God will bless you. Be a holy people and God will bless you. Be on fire. That might tell you that you're no earthly good. But remember, God works in those who works in His presence. And we must be on fire for the Spirit of God. The Bible says we need to be hot or cold. And it's lukewarm. God would rather you just be a plain old cold as lukewarm. And I believe that there's many people out there today. This message is hitting you. You're lukewarm. You're lukewarm. You haven't prayed the Spirit in months. You haven't prayed the Spirit for years. Many of you have never prayed to the Spirit, but you need it. It's a help. It's your salvation. It's your power. It's your direction. He moves upon you in a very special way. I know it's available. He's going to pour out His Spirit until He comes through the clouds of glory. But I believe He's coming very soon. And we can miss it if we just lay back and do nothing. We just wait and do our own. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We need to wait upon the Lord. Don't wait on our feelings. Many times we just sit out here and don't want to do nothing. We get insecure, and we're secure in our own willfulness of not doing the will of God. Our willfulness is we find ourselves not doing the will of God. Very simple. We find ourselves willing not to do anything for God. And I'll tell you, it's hard to pray. It's hard to pray without ceasing. But God says it's mandatory. And we're facing a giant this day that you've never faced before. You know, over the last few years, it was very easy. But the Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, yea, the Lord thy God shall raise up a standard against him. And that standard is praying in the Spirit. That's what it is. The praying in the Spirit is the standard that will whip the enemy. It'll whip the one that comes against you. Those that come to you dressed as imps. Many have come to you that have white shirt tails on, but inwardly they're wolves within. From the such turn away. Call upon the Lord and He will save you. Yes, He will bless you. He will save you. You need to serve God and God will bless you. You need to serve Him with all your heart and God will serve you then with gladness. He will serve the blessings upon you. But you must serve Him first. You must seek Him and God will be with you through the times of troubles, through the times of discouragement, through the times of hatred, through the times when you're sick, when the times of wrong problems. He will be with you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His all-seeing eyes over the righteous and His ears open to their cry. God will be beside you. He will fight your battle. He'll go with you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Father, this day I'm going to pray for the people and I'm going to have these in that room here to pray after I pray. This is going to be a prayer for myself. Father, I come to you this day.
Father, I come to you this day.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That righteous Son.
That righteous Son.
That you gave us.
That you gave us.
And in His name.
And in His name.
We ask you to help us.
We ask you to help us.
Forgive us.
Forgive us.
Cleanse us.
Cleanse us.
Make us holy.
Make us holy.
Give us a new start.
Give us a new start.
Give us a new vision.
Give us a new vision.
Help us to be above reproach.
Help us to be above reproach.
Help us to abstain from all evil.
Help us to abstain from all evil.
That we might forsake sin.
That we might forsake sin.
And wrongdoings.
And wrongdoings.
And we would not be envious.
And we would not be envious.
We would not have jealousy.
We would not have jealousy.
We would not have lust.
We would not have lust.
We'd be found faithful.
We would be found faithful.
We'd be servants of love.
We would be servants of love.
Asking to do thy will.
Asking to do thy will.
Father, we wish to please you.
Father, we wish to please you.
And we thank you again.
And we thank you again.
For this wonderful day.
For this wonderful day.
We thank you for America.
We thank you for America.
We thank you for what's taking place because we know you're coming soon.
We thank you for what's taking place because we know you're coming soon.
And we thank you again.
And we thank you again.
And we just praise you.
And we just praise you.
We thank you.
We thank you.
We thank you for taking time.
We thank you for taking time.
To come in our hearts.
To come into our hearts.
And Father, I know it was you that spoke.
And Father, I know it was you.
I don't take any credit at all.
Amen.
I don't take any credit at all for these words. I pray that you'll bless in the wonderful way of Jesus. I pray that you'll bless all these ones. And thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.